Hello and welcome to episode 52 of This Week in Seattle Rock. I'm your host, Christopher Walken. Hey, and I'm joined this week with Marcy Rocks and Justin Sider.
I like it.
They're back from their vacay, and we're back to playing tunes this week. We did something a little different, and we played a Limberlost interview for episode 51. If you haven't heard that, that was a lot of fun. Get to learn a little bit about Limberlost individually and as a band, and their future as a band together, what they plan on pursuing. But along those lines, we want to play their newest single, The Good Fight. They released it October 23rd. Here's a chance to hear a new song from Limberlost.
Thoughts and paint them on the sides that's been hanging around today. This tangle of misunderstandings we've been dragging around again. Cause I won't let you go. No, we're not going down. We're not going under. It's a good fight worth fighting. It's a good fight. Worth fighting, and we are worth fighting for. We're not all It's a good fight worth fighting, and we are worth fighting for.
That was Puyallup's Limberlost with their song Good Fight. That's a single off their forthcoming album of the same name. No release date published for that as of yet. They came out October 23rd, so about a week ago. You can find that at limberlostmusic.com if you wish to purchase it, which we will always refer you to point of purchase, where and if a band has that available, so you can support your local music scene. They also released a video October 23rd, the same date of the single, which I was telling Marcy and Justin, it makes me cry.
Oh.
Just images of the human condition that's going on currently.
Right.
And knowing what Limberlost plans on doing with this single and another single in regards to doing a nonprofit that benefits children.
Yep.
Knowing all that, I just like, I'm a softie anyways. So, yeah, it makes me tear. Side note, Mike Burt let me know that that was a no pitch correction first take for both Crystal and Brittany.
That's impressive.
I think they did do a second take, but they kept the first take.
Yeah.
I think they always do a second take.
Security.
I would assume. So we want to thank Mike Burt for arranging the interview with Limberlost.
That was fun.
It was awesome. And thank you so much.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
New experience for us. We bumbled and stumbled my way through it for the most part. You know, me and my big mouth. We also want to thank the rest of the band, Ricky, Crystal, Ben, Tony, Brittany, and of course, Baby Journey, who chimed in also.
Sticky one.
Who woke up just in time for an interview. So you guys were gone. We talked a little bit about that, but it was such a short trip.
We got to Atlanta at 3:30.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. But I didn't tell the kids. They thought I wouldn't be there till like 10 o'clock at night. Well, I didn't know where anybody lived anymore. So I said, well, I knew where Morgan's husband owns, or his family owns a campground.
Okay.
And they have like rental cabins on there. And I knew that they were in one of those, but I didn't know which one.
So you went door to door?
No.
No.
I said,
you want mint for pillow?
I said, meet me at your Nana's house.
What? When?
I said,
in an hour.
I said, an hour? Wait, what?
Yeah. It was exciting. I got the moment on, at least I took pictures. And
I haven't even seen those.
Yeah, that's for us.
There you go.
Why are they bad?
Yeah, everybody has no pants.
No, they have pants on. It was kind of funny. Like, I had never met her daughter Morgan, obviously, because she lives in North Carolina. Yeah. But to see them both standing next to each other when they went to hug each other, it's just like,
okay,
yeah,
you're her mother's daughter.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
you know, and our humor's the same, and yeah, it's we had a good time with Miss Morgan and Mr. Thomas.
We hung out in the hotel room a lot.
Yeah.
That was the hotel with
the heart-shaped jacuzzi.
That was just wild.
We had no clue. That tub didn't work. There was a sign hanging over it saying it didn't work.
So Do not run water in this tub.
Well, it used to be a honeymoon suite.
Duh.
But they made the tub not work, so it's just a king room.
Yeah.
It's not even considered a suite.
No.
So it had a little kitchen area.
Yeah.
I mean, it had the fridge and all that, but it had a little kitchen area.
Obviously, it had a shower.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we both used it at least once.
I used it multiple times.
At least once.
It had like a little living room area.
She hit the at least once quota for you guys.
Had the living room area. It had a king size bed. Morgan came and met us, and then we went to Pigeon Forge.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the National Park and Cherokee and Pigeon Forge. And
how early is early?
We met her at 9 o'clock. So that would have been 6 o'clock here. Your time. Yeah.
Do you know what time we left for our flight?
3:30?
We got up at 1:30.
Uh-huh. Yeah, here.
And called a cab.
Yep.
That's another story. The cab was $10 to get there. And when we left, it was $22 to get back.
You want to get home?
We can see the airport from here, ladies and gentlemen. Like, literally, if you ever hear, that's the airport.
Wow. That's crazy.
It was interesting. I met up with my biological father.
Yeah, that's right.
For the first time in 12 years.
What's his name?
Michael.
Michael.
That's his middle name.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was good. It was nice to catch up and let bygones be bygones, I guess. And
maturity covers a lot of wounds.
Yeah.
I immediately bought fudge.
Oh, yeah.
Fudge fixes wounds, too. Not that he ate any. It's still in the fridge.
Not that you would allow him to?
It's... No, it was his. It's chocolate peanut butter. I don't like that.
Oh. You bought fudge.
He picked it.
Yeah. And it sits.
He didn't eat it. He does that. And then we've had this conversation.
Go on a diet. Oh my God.
It's like, oh, we're going on a trip. I need this and this and this and this, and I'm not going to open them. It's okay. But everybody ate my Charleston Chews. Everybody ate my
Charleston Chews.
That was your kids.
Enjoy it. Wait, have you played Cards Against Humanity?
Once.
That shit was so much fun.
It is a crazy game.
Yeah.
It's a crazy game. So hard.
That came out like 2, 3, 4 years ago, something like that.
God, we bought it.
We ended up, we got back. We bought it. We went to Target. We bought it. Yeah.
And then there's different versions. You can get
card expansion sets. Packs. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we have a few.
Filthy ones.
Yep. They were fun. Then we played some game that my son, it was a video game that there was a Kickstarter he participated in.
And he got the
And
card
he
game,
got yeah. this card game that hardly anybody has. Yeah. And it's so hard and confusing.
So is that the one I saw in the picture that looks like Dungeons and Dragons and dice and shit all over the place?
Yep.
I saw that and I went, oh my God, no
it
way.
It was fun.
Because Justin wants me to play games all the time. And I don't play games.
I did not want to play.
But I'm sitting there watching him do that. I'm like, going, I would never, ever even watch that, look at it.
Yep.
I would just.
I didn't really pay a lot of attention. I let.
No.
Thomas and I were a team, so I'm just like, what do I do? I'd be like this.
Yeah, I'm sure.
What do you think?
RPL, role-playing games.
Yeah.
That's RPL,
well, that's
right?
Not really. This was just like the card. You have to roll so many times to kill this monster on the card. And it tells you how many rolls you have to do over a certain amount.
Yeah,
and
isn't that like Dungeons and Dragons?
I really don't know.
It's so complicated. It's fun. The artwork on the cards was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked the artwork.
Made him so happy.
Yep. And that was his birthday. Yeah, it was his birthday. So.
Oh, that's cool.
It was the day before his birthday.
Whatever. We were playing through midnight, so it was his birthday.
Birthday enough.
We all sang happy birthday to him. Oh, the best part was the next morning. You know, I was worried I would cry when I would leave them. And we all went to breakfast at Sutton, kind of like a Waffle House, but it was called a Huddle House.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just the two of us and the kids. So the four of us were there. And I'm like, yo, oh, I'm paying for breakfast, get whatever. So the kids got extra food to take home. It's like, whatever.
Yeah.
And then Morgan got, she didn't eat her waffle. So she had a waffle and she asked for a to-go box for it. And she puts it in her little Miata in the passenger seat. And Thomas pay no attention. And he gets in and sat on it. And she's busting out laughing. And I'm like, what? They're both, they can't breathe. They're laughing so hard.
Yep.
And then she holds up a flat box.
Her waffle turned into a pancake.
So, yeah, the butter's all squished on the...
On the lid, yeah.
It was so... But that helped kind of ease...
Yeah, the separation.
It was fun now. I got to see the old smoky Tennessee moonshine, you know, do all the tasting and all that. And we had a good time.
He went to the distillery for the whiskey, too. Yeah.
Yep,
and did tasting.
Yeah, I like the whiskey a lot better than the moonshine.
Sounds like fun.
Are we recording?
Oh yeah,
we've been recording the whole time.
Most of it, yeah.
Yep.
Oops.
Any banjos?
No. Honestly, I wanted that because it's Appalachia. But no, there was no picking on the square because of COVID. So.
Oh.
No.
Damn.
I lived there for 7 years and I never once went to picking on the square, so I can't tell you what you're missing.
Well, why don't we get back to the music? We're going to play a couple songs for you. First up will be Seattle's The Black Tones. This is a single that they released July of this year. You can find it on Bandcamp. The song is called My Name's Not Abraham Lincoln.
Baseball on dope.
Out of Seattle, that was the Fiasco with their song Good Times. That one's from 2007. That's from quite a while ago. And you'll find that song on Spotify. And if you don't know who the Fiasco is, that's Robert Stewart, Cameron Williams, and Keith Wright. We want to thank Robert for that song submission. Before that, you heard the Black Tones, My Name's Not Abraham Lincoln, a single that they released July 2020. You can get that off Bandcamp. I found information on the song from an American songwriter interview online by Colin Montemarano. And this is quoting Eva. And she says that the song is simply about the lack of representation in my childhood. Everything on TV seemed to only show and represent a certain group of people. I never saw black shampoo commercials. I remember thinking, if white skin and light hair are normal, then what am I? The names in the songs are outdated names that represented outdated American standards and ideals. She goes on to say that Abraham Lincoln came first because when we talk about the end of slavery, more than anyone, we always celebrate him. We give all the credit to Abe when there were many abolitionists who we've left out of the history books and who we rarely recognize. Funky little song. Easy little song, simple little song. But once you know what the background is,
it's got a whole lot more meaning to it,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
So these people, Abraham Lincoln, Ronald Reagan, Elizabeth Taylor, these people she knows and have heard and learned of. Okay. no representation like her. Of her. Yes, right. A black woman. So, interesting little song. Recorded by engineer legend Jack Endino.
Wow.
He's amazing.
He gets his hands in there, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Always has.
So we want to thank Eva, Cedric, the twins, of course, that make up Black Tones, and their manager, Devon, for the music submission. So we learn about people.
Yay.
That's what we do on this podcast.
We tend to.
We learn and we teach.
And we tease and we mock and we criticize.
Each other, wait, mostly.
No, mostly, yeah, exactly. Myself. So I have a treat here. We're going to listen to Seattle's Hellbot, and coming up is their single Heavy Chevy, which was released October 10th of this month. You can get that on Apple Music. So do you know who Hellbot is comprised of?
I know Tristan's in there.
Who's she?
No.
Yes, former lead singer of Solar Tone, Tristan Brocht, is the singer. But you and I have talked to the three other band members at one time. I don't know. Maybe you weren't there. Mark Huber, he was the guitar player of Beerfinger.
Was this Shedfest, maybe?
Do you remember Beerfinger?
No, remember, I was only there briefly.
Right. Well, Beerfinger's from Denver, so you wouldn't know them. But you would know Bobby Steenrod and Jake Jovanovich.
Possibly.
The rhythm section of Van Epps.
Oh. Yeah.
And Mark happened to be playing as that extra band member with Van Epps at that Shedfest interview. So let's play that Shedfest Van Epps interview. Because I don't know if I'll ever get a chance to ever play it, because Van Epps.
So this is where you'll hear that I wasn't involved in that one.
Maybe so. We're going to play that Van Epps song and then jump into the Hellbot song. So enjoy the interview.
Oh, wait a second. Okay, now I'm recording. This is Christopher Walken. We're here at Shedfest 2019. And who are you guys?
We're Van Epps. My name's Matt. I sing and play guitar.
My name's Jake, I play the drums and I do backup vocals.
My name's Bobby Steenrod, I play bass and backup vocals.
And Brad Steenrod, lead guitar.
And I'm Mark Huber. I come play for the band sometimes when they want me to.
When they like you, when they're in the mood.
We like him, he's a good guy.
So, thank you for coming out here in the cold after a long day and after an outstanding set. You guys had people bouncing, which is just so fucking cool to see.
Thank you.
It was great. It was great. So I brought you guys over here because people love you, and I'm sure they want to know where the hell you've been.
Yeah.
We've been around, man. I mean, we've been on hiatus for the past year and a half or so.
Yeah.
And that scares people because they love you.
Fair enough.
No. You know, on the social media, they said Van Epps was playing on some of those posts. Van Epps, question mark? Van Epps, question mark? Like somebody misspelled Van Halen or something. Van Epps, did you spell that right?
Well,
Van Epps?
We're not quite in that category. we've just been busy doing life stuff, man. I mean, people getting married, having kids.
Babies. How old are the girls?
A little over 2 months.
2 months. Oh, my God. They're fresh out of the oven.
Two of them.
Yeah. Wow, how'd you do that?
Buying houses.
Did you aim right?
You stuck it in too far. That's the only explanation.
Bobby's got some swimming.
I'm an overachiever. That's what happens.
Nice.
It only takes one, and Bobby's done.
One sneeze, and that's what happens.
He's golden.
You sneeze.
So you guys haven't been dormant. You guys have been playing together, though.
Yeah, a little bit.
We haven't been practicing. We've played twice in a year and a half. Three times in a year.
Yeah, we still, just to kind of keep our chops up and to play together, we do cover gigs here and there. Just to
keep warm.
Yeah, keep warm.
Keep and limber.
I mean, we love playing with each other. It's not like we went on hands because we hate each other.
It like, sounded like I was 12. Sorry.
Yeah. Just need a breather after 12 years.
Yeah, you guys have been around. When did your first... 13 years.
2006.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you're around that long and as good as you guys are, you have a following. And of course, that's why everybody's kind of like,
oh, Van Epps, where's Van Epps? People that don't know you personally, obviously.
Right.
And they might hear something through the grapevine, through something they do know, but not everybody knows, which is unfortunate, but, you know, whatever. You don't have to tell us your life story and shit. I'm just asking you questions.
Well, we're not saying we're done by any means. We're just kind of doing our things right now.
We're trying to
life, bro.
Basically trying to focus on life, get our own shit straight before we continue with this project. And I don't think any of us are done with this project by any means. We're just trying to figure out life in the meantime as well. Like, life is a crazy roller coaster, and
like everybody else, right?
Yeah.
Like everybody else that is not in Van Epps.
But, I mean, this was our first love. We've been a band since high school. And like, my best friends. These are my best friends. I'm getting married in September. These guys are my groomsmen.
Gonna put on the monkey suits.
Yeah. Had a bachelor party a couple weeks ago. My leg still doesn't quite work right.
My back still hurts real bad.
Yeah. We'll just leave that to the listener imagination. We won't explain further.
Yes.
That's awesome.
You know, it's a good bachelor party when everybody ends up just wounded in some way, physically.
I don't know why, but I keep walking around in circles. My God, my leg's shorter than the other.
A little emotionally, too.
You know, and Jake's legs look like you put a Smurf in a headlock. It's okay. You know? It's fine.
Yeah.
Well, tonight, a few people got to hear, what, 4 new songs?
Yeah, the first 4 songs were... I mean, we've played them before, but we haven't recorded them.
Non-recorded. Okay.
And, I think 1 or 2 of them we may never have played live, but I think...
Oh, interesting.
I think we played most of them, but at least 1 of them we haven't.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that begets the question, recording, you know, new stuff. And you guys just kind of answered that. You guys are still...
We've talked
dealing
about
with life and all that stuff. And of course, scratch. It costs money.
Well, we've talked about doing something like that, you know, for fun. To like, I mean, it's 4 tunes that we've been playing and we haven't recorded them, and it's like, why the hell not? So
it's definitely
in the talks.
Well, that's why we have Mark here. He's gonna help us record some rough tracks of that, and very intelligent human being,
kick ass on that guitar,
very
too.
Very talented guitarist.
Like Angus Young 2.0.
Yeah, sure. He was a little flair out there, stepping out in front of monitors. A little flair. Giving some of those faces like, ugh.
You get, like Angus said, you get those amps rolling, you turn into another person, you get out there,
rock
you get excited.
The demon comes out.
Rock and roll is not supposed to be pretty, and Mark...
It's not pretty.
It's not pretty, and that's the funniest
guy we know.
That's why he's on stage.
I'm just being a dick. I'm kidding.
Oh, you know. I've got.
Well, somebody's got to be up there to make you look good.
Exactly. I'm going back. I get to stare at the whole rest of the band's ass. So, like, I mean,
and they're all hairy.
Hey, I've got a great ass. Pretty safe. I don't know what you're saying.
You're welcome.
I have an ass. I am an ass. What am I saying? Well, I want to thank you guys for coming out and spending a couple minutes with us.
Thank you for having
us. I'm sure Woodshed and Shedfest thanks you for coming out. All the fans were just jazzing. Play Blood! Play Blood! from the get-go. God, we'll get to it, for God's sake.
Yeah.
But thank you very much for joining us. And I'm going to look forward to new shows in the future. Keep my eye out for you guys.
Yeah, please.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Thank you guys.
Thank you, man.
Thank you for having us.
done, and just who have I become? I'm a nomad in a one-man race. There's a distant sun and a vacant moon, and all the stars that guide me through, all the hills that fade away. And I've watched myself take all I crave and place them on one broken shelf and save them. Take a step, but none too steep. There's no direction for my feet. I'll just follow this raven's call. It's a heavy chest as I try to breathe. I know the air somewhere is clean. It should clear my head someday. Yeah, I've watched myself take all I crave and place them on one broken shelf and save them for days that never come with souls and bells. They only ring once as my time is of heaven and hell. I can't decipher which one's home or prison. Just who have I become? I'm a nomad in a one-man race. There's a distant sun and a vacant moon, and all the stars that got me through, all the hills that fade away.
That was Mudsill Widows out of Seattle with their song A Raven's Call. It is a rough mix. It's not even a finished mix, but they do have it released on SoundCloud. They released it in August of this year. Mudsill Widows is Chris Sloan of Mercy Parker on vocals, Gary Gladson of Interstellar on guitar, Ben Smith, formerly of Heart, on drums. We want to thank Chris for sharing Mudsill Widows music with us. There are a couple other rough mix songs we will eventually get to.
Ben Smith's a busy fella.
Is he?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I think when you're as good as he is, I think
he was part of the last funeral, wasn't he?
I can't say yes. I can't say no. I don't. I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure he was.
Look it up. You have a computer in your hand. Before that, we did hear from Seattle's Hellbot and their song Heavy Chevy, which came out October 10th. And you can get that on Apple Music. Yeah, that's the first single off of their forthcoming album. They do have a new single set for release on October 31st.
Ooh.
And we want to thank
Halloween.
Yes, we want to thank Mark Huber, the guitar player, for the song submission.
Do, 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 do. This just in.
In relation to Travis Brock's set list at the Triple Door for the last funeral, which was a celebration of his, basically the end of his singing career per Travis, and a celebration of his first solo album. This evening will include a special segment dedicated to Sean Smith. The show will also feature Kathy Moore, R.L. Heyer, Aaron Jones, Jeff Rouse, Whitney Monnier, Thaddeus Turner, and Ben Smith. Ben Smith was involved. That was a fun evening.
Do, 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 do. The list goes on because, you know, you left JT and Kyle and Jake out, but, you know, I...
Yeah, they get enough press.
No, but there's... I love them all.
Yeah, that was a fun evening.
The Triple Door.
Yeah. It was. We were all there.
That was a fun
evening. You and I were there together.
I was with Matt Cook. Yeah. Yeah, we...
I bought your tickets.
Yes, you did.
That's right.
This is like that... everything leads back to Kevin Bacon.
Yeah,
thing.
Kevin Bacon, yeah.
Everything leads back
to
Christopher.
We actually recently walked by the Triple Door, and... If you didn't know it was there, you wouldn't know it's boarded up. And
really?
Yeah.
Is the rest, is the, what's the restaurant? Wild Ginger?
No, it's not.
Not an operation?
No, it's all boarded up.
Well, they were having all the riots and stuff down there too at that time. So.
Yep. So.
Might be a reason why it's boarded up, but then on top of COVID.
Go away, COVID. Right. We get it. We get it. Oh. God.
Anyway, as I was saying, we had a surprise release this week from a new band named Shutter Speed.
Ooh.
And this is a mix that is not a final mix that will be on the album. Maybe it'll be a secondary type song, an extra. The song is called Bygone Age, and you can find it on YouTube. You can't even buy it anywhere yet. But just so you know, Shutter Speed is Charlie Ost on vocals and synths, Nicholas Skinnell of Jericho Hill and Woodshed on bass.
Hi, Nick.
Adam Birchman from Stoic FB on drums and Rugged Good Looks, according to the band. And then Ryan Healy of Stoic
Ryan
FB
Healy.
On guitars and whale sounds.
Wow.
I am Ryan Healy.
I'm Ryan Healy.
Oh, I am Ryan Healy. And we want to thank Seymour Rears for the song submission. Here you go. Listen to some Shutter Speed.
Thanks, Seymour.
Memories, they make me weak, but stranger than I know I have to be. Shining dawn, rise with the sun. Feeling the day, breaking the waves of what I know. Memories that make me weep, but I will always remember. Remember when the sun smiles on a bygone age, lip page as the summer.
I'm
Too Much Too Soon from Seattle's Sun Dodger. That's a song from 2018 off their song Big Waves. You can get that off of Bandcamp. And for Sun Dodger, I was told by Dan Engel that they are going back into the studio Litho in Fremont soon. And then again, before that, you heard a new song from a new, do we call it a super group?
Yes.
Sure.
Sure. Shutter Speed, and that's S-H-U-D-D-E-R, like, Shutter Speed. It's a play on words, folks. And just so if you ever want to look it up on YouTube, you will find S-H-U-D-D-E-R, Speed. Their song is Bygone Age. Cool little YouTube video. Ryan and Charlie sitting on a log. Ryan playing the guitar. It's a sunset. And Charlie looking into, well, not, nobody's eyes. There's nobody else there. Sung very well. That was a pretty impressive sound off of an acoustic guitar and single vocals.
What are you looking for?
Sorry, I'm looking around at the pictures we have here in the studio. And
where? The studio?
The studio.
Coming at you live from Studio 5.
Seeing of who in that supergroup we have on the wall just right here.
Probably no Nick.
We got Adam.
No Adam's.
Adam's over here right next to me.
In the shadow box.
We took Adam's stick and stuck it on the wall. That's aggressive. Sorry. they're probably in the super photos. Maybe next to bed.
Yeah,
in
from
the adjoining room.
Yeah, yes. In that collage from
Jericho Hill and Stoic.
Stoic. Pictures. When they did at the casino for Live Day?
Yeah. Sure. I don't remember. I have a memory like a steel sieve.
Yeah.
Nothing gets in, nothing gets out.
It's a strong memory, but nothing will ever hold. I look forward to new sounds coming from both Shutter Speed and Sun Dodger. Got a couple more songs coming up for you. Hey, why don't we listen to a band I think I've heard of before? They just released this single a couple weeks ago. You can get it on iTunes and Amazon Music, and it's off a forthcoming album. The Value of Zero is the name of the song. The name of the band is Walking Papers?
That sounds familiar.
You sunk your teeth into question everything. Like a snake eating its own tail, an endless night where these fools prevail. Truth be told, without fail, hurt people, and if there's blood, it won't be mine. Cause I've seen the truth, yeah, it ain't kind. What do I care? What else is there? I've had my share.
Just one kiss.
released right before the COVID shutdown. That is Tacoma's Artra with their song Tonight. You can get off their self-titled EP, Artra. It's a five-song EP. That was released right before the COVID, February 2020. You can get that on Apple Music. And we want to thank Hornet for the submission of the Artra music. Previous to that, you heard Seattle's Walking Papers in their single, The Value of Zero, their newest single, just released October 16th. You can get that on iTunes, Amazon Music, and it's from their new album, forthcoming album, The Light Below, which is, they have a release date finally of February 5th, 2021, not 2020 in the past. You can check out the video also on YouTube. We want to thank Jeff of Walking Papers and Carry On Music for permission to play the Walking Papers tunes.
Is it okay to swoon every time we play them?
Oh, most definitely. It most definitely. You know, I honestly wasn't a big fan of Walking Papers until I had to sit my... I just kind of listened to them in passing. I never really sat down and until I went to Spotify and I just sat down and listened to Jeff and listened to music and I just got it.
Sure.
Just listened to song after song after song, and I appreciated Jeff's way.
Yeah.
Mr. Jefferson. You know, it's not like it took a drilling to the head, but I think I just give it a listen, give it a fair listen. And now I'm a fan, I'll have to say, that's for sure. We do have one more song for the night. Do we talk about it now? Do we have anything else to talk about? You guys voted.
So
yeah,
did you.
We voted.
No,
yeah.
I didn't.
You
assume I did.
Got these papers in the mail, and then we filled in the dots just like a test.
You followed the directions.
Yeah, and then put it in the voter box, the ballot box.
Kanye's not
took
on there.
Took a picture
yeah,
doing we, it because yeah. there was a line of people waiting yeah. to put their ballots in.
And everybody was taking pictures?
Yeah, we figured we might as well do it.
People in front of me had like all the ballots for the whole neighborhood or something because they were filming the kid.
Yeah, the kid was putting
them all like, in.
Now, see, that's voting. Super interesting because truly, you really don't want to have somebody put your ballot in there for you.
It could be just adults in the household. I don't know. I didn't ask. I was just annoyed and waiting for them to hurry up.
They were taking too long.
Child, you are not 18 pictures. Years old. You cannot touch my ballot, you SOB.
And then we proceeded to do the same thing and take pictures of each other.
Well, I had to go yesterday to get a new ATM card, and it's our voter ballot box is right across from the BECU that I go to.
That works.
And I was walking out, and there were it was Friday, and there were people in there Blue Friday.
Here, oh, okay, yeah,
you know, Seahawks. Posing in front of the voter box, and
yeah.
Well, you know that is the enthusiasm for voting.
Yeah,
is
up there.
Super interesting.
It's trending.
Well, that's it. It's trending. 2016, I mean, 2012 even. I mean, I don't remember as many people taking pictures and making it an event and seeming as important. Maybe it was, maybe it wasn't, not for me to judge. But the enthusiasm for and the encouragement for people to get out and vote and do their duty. Duty.
You said duty.
It's super interesting and intriguing. This whole process is season of political unrest or whatever you want to call it. That's a judgy word, and I shouldn't use that word. It seems to be unrest, but the whole...
It's a different time.
The whole race has been interesting.
Of all things, it could be trending. At least it's something
that we're voting.
Americans are exercising their rights.
Right, yep. Exactly. I mean,
exactly.
Could be something worse.
Right.
Like, you know, we can go back to the crisscross days and everybody could be wearing their clothes backwards.
Yep.
Yeah, they might just fit better.
Backwards? How are you going to pull it out to pee?
You assume
it's
I do.
It's going to be hanging.
I'm a
Your
sitter.
Your pants are going to be hanging down low anyway.
Yeah. Well, like when I was in high school?
And you jump, and they come down.
How big do you think my pants have to be for my pants to be baggy? I better get me some overalls, man.
Hey.
And a banjo.
I've worn overalls before.
Me too.
Yeah.
Oh, they were
they're trending
they
right
were
now.
Trendy back then. Thank you, Van Halen.
Mine were for work.
Thank you, Crisscross.
Oh, man. I mean, you guys...
Bringing
a new studio
this week.
Yeah, new studio.
Hint, 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 hint.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Hopefully within the next couple weeks.
Yeah, home shopping. We didn't really talk about the home shopping thing.
No, it's frustrating and fun at the same time.
Interesting, right? Interesting. Well, kind of scary. You don't want to make the mistake of making a choice you're going to regret.
We're in Burien now, and we both would rather be downtown Seattle.
That's where I've wanted to live.
Same.
I've mentioned that too. I've always wanted to live downtown.
And with COVID going on, the rates everywhere have dropped dramatically.
50%, if not more.
My lease is up, and we're going to take advantage of that. I'm not happy here anyway, but yeah, we've been shopping around, and one apartment community, it's weird doing this during COVID because it's touchless and self-guided. So they give you a map, and they give you keys, or we had one text us, all right, go up the elevator to the fourth floor, take a left, look for this apartment number.
They were literally unlocked. In front of us. Like, they were in front of us like two steps.
It's been sanitized.
Interesting.
But one community we went to, Harbor Steps, they have four
towers.
Across
the street from the Seattle Art Museum.
Okay, that sounded familiar to me. Yeah.
They have four towers. They gave us a map with 10 different apartments.
That we went
and they were at. Some in this tower, some in this tower. And we went to eat, 22nd floor, 9th floor,
second floor,
all over the place.
Wow. Well, they want to let you have whatever options if you want to look at them all.
They have hundreds of floor plans.
Yeah.
There's like no two apartments the same.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's.
Well, okay. Here's what's available. Yeah. We'll take a look. Have a party.
Well, they said if you don't like any of those, we have 22 more available you may
Jeez,
like.
God.
I didn't expect it to take that long, and I only fed the meter for an hour, so we're like, we gotta go. So,
yeah. And I think at that point, we already knew we found the place we wanted. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. If your heart
be determined.
Your heart's somewhere else. Yeah, that can kind of wear on you riding the elevator in one building, going from floor to floor to floor. Even though, like you're saying,
they have really fast elevators.
Floor plans.
Right.
They are different, but you kind of get hypnotized.
Yes. And you get desensitized to it. So it's just like, wow, that's shaped weird. When before it would be like, this is quirky. I like it.
And then you got to remember the fourth one before we just looked at, or was it the fifth one before on the second floor?
And then
that was the second door in.
I'm a professional and I work in this field. I brought a notebook, wrote down unit numbers, square footage, price, pros, cons.
I have a spreadsheet for each apartment complex.
This is what I do. This is my life.
We're very organized when it comes to this.
But
I mean, not screwing this up. We're getting what we want.
I want safety. I want security. I don't want my mailbox pried open.
Unbelievable.
And it's all about deals right now. They're fighting over.
They're fighting for us.
Come back and tell me what the other apartment offers you, and I'll match it and do something more. But it wasn't even one of those that we went to. It was just we found something we liked, and if everything works out, then December there will be a new studio.
She says as she rolls her eyes. If anything rolls,
yeah.
Well, you can always find. You find out, right?
Right.
It's interesting, and people.
Well, somebody still lives in it, and they're supposed to be moving out. So, I mean, that's a factor as well.
No, interesting.
It's just, I mean, there's other ones available in that building that's similar floor plan, but it's not where I want it in the building. Does that make sense?
Okay.
They have a courtyard. I don't want to look at other apartments.
We want to look at the street.
Sure. I want to look at the city that I love.
Right.
So
Auburn?
Be down the street from
where
the
Where have you been the last couple minutes?
Auburn, city you love.
Olympia. Yeah, Auburn, formerly known as Slaughter.
I used to call it the meth capital of King County.
We did see somebody highly drugged. I don't know what they were on, trying to tie their shoe in Post
Alley. She was having a full-on yelling match with someone that evidently only she could see.
But it took her 20 minutes to tie her shoe.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because she was wobbling so bad.
She was still yelling at the person at the time. She had a boombox.
And she was walking backwards everywhere. Yeah. But we were waiting for a tour of a community.
God.
And that was our entertainment while we waited. So that and people kept coming up to the door and taking selfies with it for some reason. Yeah. And every time.
What door?
This was actually at Market Side Flats.
Okay,
so we were down at Pike Place.
Yeah.
it backs up to Post Alley, the gum wall, all that. But there's people going up to the apartment door,
like it's
to the lobby.
Like, I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I don't know if it's the building or what.
Did you look it up or something?
I tried to, but then I lost interest.
Sure. Weird.
But we're sitting in the lobby waiting, and people are taking coming
pictures.
Up, taking
selfies. People are taking
selfies,
pictures like, I'm just sitting there on the other side of the door. Little do they know in the background of their picture, there's a guy that's very hairy and angry looking, and he's flipping you off. So
it was funny. A couple times, they're like, oh, shit, there's somebody in there. Did you know there's somebody in there?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It was fun.
That was weird. Yeah. It was weird.
That's funny.
But it was entertaining. And then the last place we went, where actually we're looking at, out of the window of the apartment at the Market Side Flats.
Yeah,
and
it was
just
second floor, so it's like literally looking at the stairs.
Yeah. It was an interesting day, and yeah. Four complexes, and I don't even know, 20 units today.
So how busy was downtown today?
Busy.
It was busy,
at least by Pike's Place. Yeah,
yeah, oh, sure.
With the apartments downtown, they're all secure access.
Right.
I'm going to say 99% of them.
I was just curious as how many people might be out and about.
Right.
A lot.
Well,
because I haven't gone down there for who knows how long.
The Harbor Steps one, though, there were people in and out, in and out, in and out, constantly. Elevators. I mean, it was so busy. And like you would see a hotel lobby.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only place we went that was that busy. And I didn't like that.
Interesting.
Yeah. Even if it
because
wasn't
because the front door wasn't controlled access.
No.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Right.
Yeah.
Yay.
I pay attention to those things.
She's a professional.
I am a professional.
That's what she does
for a living. I've been in this industry for longer than you've been alive. Not really, but over a decade, so shut up.
I've been in the welding industry for a decade. Thank you very much.
You've only been alive for a decade.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Mary. Please have another song, that is.
Maybe you need a massive soul overhaul.
Yeah.
Which is the song by Astor House out of Seattle. It's off their Soul versus Skin album that came out September 2020, and you can get it on Bandcamp. And Astor House, they are probably one of the more active artists as of the last 2 or 3 years. They put out a consistent amount of music, which is pretty cool. And I consider one of the pillar artists of the podcast. So here, hey, have a listen to Massive Soul Overhaul.
That was fun.
That was Seattle's Astor House with their song Massive Soul Overhaul. Again, off their Soul vs. Skin album from September 2020. You can get that on Bandcamp. Thank you, Astor House, for your submissions. That was 10 songs. A lot of them new. A lot of new releases during the COVID release. I think we had 7 songs that were COVID release songs. So there you go and stuff.
Thank you, artists. Yes. Keep staying out there. Stay busy, man. We need this. We appreciate it.
Your fans love you, that's for sure. Just to go over the bands we played. We played Limberlost. We played Black Tones, The Fiasco, Hellbot, Mudsill Widows, Shutter Speed, Sun Dodgers, Walking Papers, Artra, and Astor House. We try to keep it to a 10 songs so we don't overload you guys. We'll overload you guys enough with our talk as it is. And we also, I think we also know the longer a podcast goes, the less people listen to the whole podcast.
So if you're still listening to this,
it depends on the people. I mean, we're a specialized podcast too. You don't have a whole bunch of podcasts playing music, and not only are we playing music, we're playing music from this state. Yep, from so here.
We have such badass music around here. Yeah.
I understand
such
that
variety,
right?
And I mean, look at A-Ron right now.
Yeah, wow. I got to try and get a hold of him. I tried to get him a hold of him because I've had contact with him previous.
Good luck now.
Yeah, now I'm not getting through to him. And I talked to him. I talked to him after.
I have connections.
I talked to him after Travis's show. In fact, I handed him $10.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I said, dude, I'm an artist. Here's $10. Yeah. I got to try and get a hold of him. I think I dropped him an email, I think.
God, I have the greatest little A-Ron story.
Yeah?
Yeah, last time I saw A-Ron, this was Highway 99 Blues Club. So,
rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace. This is me out on my own.
Rock in peace.
You know, freshly single before I got with Marcy. And I'm, you know, doing my own thing, trying to, you know, navigate the waters, figuring out how to go show solo. Meet A-Ron. I'm not a stoner at all. I don't smoke pot for nothing. I'll drink a beer and have a whiskey with you any day, whatever. But it's A-Ron Jones, and he hands me a joint. And it's A-Ron Jones. I'm like, all right, I'll take a puff. Took a puff with him, you know, and we finished the little circle of friends that we had there. And then I couldn't get back into the venue. I literally walked back to my truck and I had to sleep for an hour. I missed the whole show and then.
Good shit.
Yeah. basically went back inside, signed off my tab and went home. Thank you, A-Ron. I love you and respect you.
You probably saved him quite a bit on his tab.
Yeah, right. Exactly. She's not lying. Yeah.
And he got some good sleeps in.
That's my A-Ron story.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Those are back in the days when you would sleep in your vehicle.
Yeah.
Back in the days when I would sleep in my vehicle.
Well, it's a lot better than trying to drive somewhere, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Wow, fun. Well, that's a good story. I love it.
That's my little A-Ron story.
So, yeah, well, you know, trying to get a hold of people. And I think, I usually will try to get through to them through via Facebook Messenger.
Yep.
And then also an email. Both. I do both. If they have the email up. So,
we like to be touched, too. So, you know, you guys can reach out to us. Reach out and touch reach someone. Out and touch.
My real last name is actually Snock. S-N-O-C-K.
Yes.
So it's Justin Snock?
Yes. It's spelled Snock. C-I-D-E-R.
Oh, I love you guys.
So we're going to call this an episode. Episode 52. We're going to close this out. Hey, thanks for listening. Stay healthy. Mask up. Get out and vote.
Wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
Wipe your ass.
Wash other people's hands. Learn to love. Learn to love a little bit more.
Get stock and hand sanitizer and toilet paper.
A little bit late for that.
Who knows when another wave will come.
Yep, right, we're cutting down, still cutting
down
trees.
It's getting cold in Seattle, friends.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's getting real cold.
Much love and a little bit of shove to everybody. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you for listening this week in Seattle Rock. If you like our podcast, please tell your friends on social media about us. You can find This Week in Seattle Rock on Instagram and Facebook. Come join our Facebook group. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can find all past episodes at thisweekinseattlerock.com. If you have any questions or comments, or if you are a Washington rock artist that wants to participate in the podcast, you can email us at thisweekinseattlerock@gmail.com. You can also text us at 253-632-0254. The intro and outro music is Emma Peel by The Allies. I'd like to thank my co-host, Marcy Rocks, and Justin Sider. I'm your host, Christopher Walken.